Welcome to Storytime with Chava. Today's story is about Chulda Hanavia, and it's been written by Nissen Mendel. Chulda, the wife of Shalom ben Tikva, was one of the seven Nevi'ahs mentioned in Tanakh who lived in different times. These seven women who gave prophecy were Sarah, Miriam, Dvaira, Hannah, Abigail, Chulda, and Esther. Chulda lived in the time of the reign of King Yeshayahu in Jerusalem. It was during this time that the spirit of prophecy came to her, and she became known as a Nevi'ah. This was also the time of the outstanding Nevi'im, Yirmiyahu and Zephaniah. According to the Medrash, Yirmiyahu prophesied in the streets of Jerusalem, Zephaniah delivered his prophecies in the synagogues, and Chulda had a school for women in Jerusalem, whom she taught the word of Hashem insofar as it pertained to Jewish women, mothers, and daughters. In the Talmud, it is stated that Chulda was a relative of the prophet Yirmiyahu. She was a descendant of Yehoshua ben Nun of the tribe of the Shevet Ephraim. The prophet Yirmiyahu, the Navi Yirmiyahu, was also a descendant of Yeshua on his mother's side. On his father's side, Yirmiyahu was a Kohen, the son of Chilkiyahu, who came from a long line of Kohanim going back to Aaron from Shevet Levi. Chulda's husband, Shalom, had a prominent position in the royal court. He was the keeper of the king's wardrobe, in charge of the king's robes and clothes for all occasions. He was also one of the king's instructors when Yeshayahu was still a child. Yeshayahu was only 8 years old when he inherited the crown from his father, Amon. His father, who had turned to Avodah Zarah, was murdered in a plot by his palace servants after he had ruled for 2 years. Young Yeshayahu had eminent teachers, Chilkiyahu the Kohen Gadol, who was the great-grandfather of Ezra Sefer, the Navi Yirmiyahu, Shaphan the scribe, and his son Achikam, as well as Shalom and his wife Chulda, who took care of him in his early childhood. Under their teaching and influence, Yeshayahu developed into a God-fearing person. He did not follow in the footsteps of his father and grandfather, King Menasheh, who worshipped idols and encouraged idolatry in the kingdom of Yehuda. Rather, did he follow in the footsteps of his great-grandfather, Chizkiyahu, who was a God-fearing, Torah-loving king. At the age of 16 years, Yeshayahu grasped the reins of his kingdom firmly in his hands and began to introduce changes in the spiritual life of his people, which brought a new era into the land. For he steered the people toward the old spirit of Yiras Hashem and devotion to Torah mitzvahs. Some years later, in the 18th year of his reign, the young king undertook the huge task of restoring the Beis HaMikdash, which had been neglected for so many years. He called a mass rally for the purpose of getting the people to participate in the great undertaking. The people responded enthusiastically, and the contributions flowed in generously. The work of repairing and restoring the Beis HaMikdash swung into stride under the able supervision of the high priest Chilkiyahu. In the midst of his work, Chilkiyahu was thrilled to discover an ancient Sefer Torah from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. This unique Sefer Torah had been kept in the Kodesh HaKodeshim of the Beis HaMikdash, but in the time of the idol-worshipping kings, the upright Kohanim removed it from there and hid it in a secret place in the Beis HaMikdash. For it had once happened that the treacherous King Ahaz had burnt a Sefer Torah. Now the Kohen Gadol came upon this hidden Torah scroll, and he gave it to the king's scribe Shaphan to take it to the king. The king told Shaphan to read from it. It so happened that the Torah opened up the section in Devarim containing the Teichacha, the admonition, where Hashem warns the Jewish people of the terrible consequences of neglecting the Torah and mitzvahs, leading to destruction and to gullus. The king was deeply shaken and heartbroken, remembering how his father and grandfather had lived, desecrating the holy land with idolatry and evil. He tore his clothes as a sign of mourning and repentance and ordered Chilkiyahu and four more royal messengers to go to the holy Nevi'im to inquire as to what should be done in view of the divine warning that had just been received. Normally, they would have immediately gone to the greatest prophet of that time, Yirmiyahu, but he was not in Yerushalayim. Hashem had sent him to visit the Jewish exiles in Ashur, where they had lived in captivity ever since the king of Ashur had conquered the northern kingdom of the Ten Shvatim. Yirmiyahu was to bring them a message of encouragement and hope, assuring them that Hashem had not forgotten them, and that neither should they forget Hashem, but they should bear bravely their exile until the day when Hashem would gather in all Jewish exiles dispersed in various lands and bring them back to Eretz Yisrael. In Yirmiyahu's absence, the king's messengers went to the Nevi'ah Huldah, hoping at the same time that her compassionate, womanly heart and tender feelings would soften a possibly harsh prophecy that awaited them. Huldah delivered to them the following nevuah. Thus says the Lord Hashem of Israel, tell the man that sent you to me, thus says the Lord, I will bring a calamity on this place and upon its inhabitants. All the words of the book which the king of Yehuda has read, because they have forsaken me and have worshipped other gods, therefore my anger shall be kindled against this place and shall not be quenched. But to the king of Yehuda who sent you to inquire of the Hashem, you shall say, thus says Hashem regarding the word which you have heard, because your heart was tender and you humbled yourself before Hashem when you heard what I decreed against this place and against its inhabitants, and you tore your clothes and you wept before me, I heard you. Therefore, I will gather you unto your fathers and you will go to your grave in peace. Your eyes shall not see all the misfortune which I will bring upon this place. No sooner had the messengers brought the answer from the prophetess Huldah to the king, and he immediately sent for the elders of Yehuda and of Yerushalayim and ordered them to summon the entire nation, small and great, to the Beis HaMikdash. Standing on a platform, the king read to the people the solemn words of the Torah from the scroll that was found in the Beis HaMikdash, the divine warning followed by the bris that Moshe and all the Yidden had made with Hashem. Now the king renewed this covenant for the entire nation to walk in the way of Hashem, to keep his mitzvahs with all their heart and soul. The whole nation solemnly accepted the renewed bris and undertook to carry it out fully. Under the personal leadership of the king and with the help of the Kohen Gadol Chilkiyahu, the nation began to clean up the land of all the Avodah Zarah with all of the disgusting customs. A spirit of repentance, holiness, and purity filled the entire nation. Pesach was approaching. Melech Yeshayahu resolved to strengthen the feeling of true freedom. Freedom from the slavery of the previous generations who were addicted to Avodah Zarah by an extraordinary national celebration of this great festival. Indeed, such an inspired and joyous Pesach celebration had not taken place since the days of Shmuel HaNavi. The Nevi'ah Huldah had an important share in the great spiritual revival of the Jewish people under the reign of Melech Yeshayahu through her prophecy and through her influence. Huldah's nevuah came true. Melech Yeshayahu still had another 13 years to live. He ruled for 31 years, but he did not have to witness the destruction of Yerushalayim and of the Beis HaMikdash. That took place at the end of the 11-year reign of his son, Tzidkiyahu. Nor did the Nevi'ah Huldah have to witness, as did her relative the prophet Yirmiyahu, the terrible destruction she had foretold. But her prophecy and her influence as one of the seven divine prophetesses, Nevi'ahs, that our Jewish nation had remained an everlasting inheritance of our people.